So the morning show is called The Insane Asylum.
Yes, welcome to Who Are These Broadcasters, also known as the Zane Asylum. I'm Christian Blatt. He's Eric Zane. Easy, we haven't chatted in a little bit. We're so happy to be back in our regular spot right here. And in the time since I've last talked to you, you've clearly gone full Q. There's Q everywhere there, Q100, but I feel like you're just one step away from, going really into some conspiracy stuff.
Yeah, QAnon, and that's what we're shooting for with the radio station. Radio station is nestled amongst people who try to kidnap the governor, so this makes sense.
It is that part of the state, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. It is... Yeah. Yeah, I am not going to be going on the radio talking about Biden at any point. I'll be killed.
Oh yeah. I think that that's a good approach. And our buddy Dave Sarah, who I think will be doing something with us on the show in a few weeks, he says hell yeah. And Q was right. Now that's the kind of comment you usually have to get me to pay to say, but I'll say it for you.
In any case.
Before we start to bombard our audience with some what I feel are tremendous clips from the world of local news, before Eric even tells you how Super Chats work on this show, I wanted to share this clip from a recent Who Are These podcasts with the great Brian Johnson, whom I like very much. I did the show that he and E-Rock used to have together a couple of times. And I was actually featured in the final episode of that show where Carl and producer Chris made fun of the fact that Brian and I were barely paying attention to E-Rock while we did the show. And it's a badge of honor. In any case, he gives a really honest assessment about the world of Super Chats. And I wanted to kick off our show with this sage-like advice from the great Brian Johnson.
Super Chats just flood in. It's crazy. You know, so people are like, well, I want a taste of that without knowing, like, well, you got to build your audience and you have to have something to offer. Like, they're not just going to give you money for the hell of it. Just ask Christian and Eric Zane.
Right. But that's a good point.
Look, he makes the point. You know, it's we try to get the Super Chats. We don't tailor the show for the Super Chats. We try to have fun. And I'm just happy because that means that Brian Johnson's watched our show, you know. And we try to make fun of the way we're passing the hat and begging for Super Chats. We're not full KB, but we're asking for it. Our hands are out.
Yeah, they are. But, I mean, come on.
Yeah. And speaking of Super Chats, we actually already have one that before the show started, we had a $20 Super Chat, and at the moment, this would fall into our rule for the show. Explain, Eric, how this works before I read it.
Okay, so if you want Christian to close the show by saying something ridiculous, i.e., well, what you do is you write it and put a dollar amount with it, and if it is the highest dollar amount with said ridiculous comment to sign off the show, Christian will read it to sign off. So that's it. Yeah. You can also get on the Super Chats. You can have your comment posted if it's funny. If you post something funny, make us laugh, we'll put it up there too.
Right. There are a few of those. Sometimes we'll put up comments that show up and make us laugh. But Chris Primer gets the bit. He has given us $20. And I hope you didn't send it from an Apple device. You know they take 20% off the top, Chris. But that's all right. Thanks for the $20. So Chris wants me to start off the show by pointing out that Who Are These Broadcasters is made possible in part by the First National Bank of Israel. Shalom. Shalom. Can we offer you a loan? So thank you, Chris Primer. I will read that again unless somebody comes in and gives us $20.01. Dang Lizard, I want to hear about St. John. Even if you want to write about St. John for free, I'll put one up. There's so many great super chatters out there, and we appreciate them spending their time with us. So let's kick off where we so often do with some local news.
Others imitate it. We appreciate it.
So obviously, it's always important to start any show with a big moment, and it doesn't always work out. Local news believes the same thing, and if their big moment goes awry, well, then we're able to start off our show with that. So at least somebody gets a great kickoff to the show here. This was outside of a recent boat show, and I believe in the San Diego area. So We'll have to recap it a little bit for our audio audience, but there's a reporter sitting with a man who has what seems to be some kind of rocket jetpack that is over the water.
Look over there.
And it starts right now.
And they pull wide so that he can fly up in the air, and instead he is planted into the water. Cut back to the studio. There's a happy ending.
What is that?
I know what that is.
Yeah.
It's a goddamn jetpack.
It's a goddamn jetpack that didn't work at first.
Oh.
And as cool as it is to see somebody flying around on a jetpack, it's a lot better to watch somebody whose jetpack doesn't
work. It wasn't even close. He just he fell like a goddamn Baltimore bridge.
Oh my gosh. You mentioned that, and I realized I got to get that for next week. That Baltimore Bridge was really something. I'm not quite sure why I don't have it. Probably because I've got, you know, like 20 clips like that one.
let the world catch up. Nobody knows.
Yeah, we'll catch up. Hey, we'll get to it next week. So that obviously is some local news going awry. And whenever I see it, like a lot of times talk shows will still do in-studio animal segments. And I feel like they're only designed so that things can go wrong. Eric, I want you to watch this clip. And when it's over, you tell our audience who you think I most identify with in this specific clip from a morning show with some animal friends in studio.
Sir, I'm gonna stay here by Joni.
Do they know each?
No, hold him tight. Hold him tight. Hold him tight.
Alligator.
Hold him tight.
I am.
Got it.
I am.
Oh, it's okay. All right.
All right, Joni, you got it.
The zookeeper repeatedly saying, hold him tight. And the reporter's like, I am.
I think you most identify with the gator because that's what you do when black people are around.
Well, I was going to say the lady who kind of stands there and does nothing, but you know, it's hard to, I can't sue you for slander, Eric. I think that, there might be something to that. So yeah, it's just wriggling around, and yeah, maybe it's like, you know, look, there's times where certain people come to the door in your neighborhood and your dog probably does start barking a little extra. So maybe alligators are the same way, you know.
That was great.
You can't expect me to eat that.
Kyle throws $5 at us and says, I don't know why people shit on you guys. This is on par with all other podcasts. Love it. Zane, don't get hung up on doing radio. Put your time into podcast. Oh, believe me, I do.
Yeah. No, he didn't stop doing podcasts.
No, yeah. I try. Just keep doing more.
Yeah, no. I think that our buddy Carl Hamburger, Hamburger, has a great point about sort of the future of actual local radio. But you didn't step away from podcasting. You're just like, no, just put more jobs on.
Oh, yeah.
Plate.
Just more to do. Just get up a little more, earlier.
More to do. More inmates in the insane asylum to entertain. And I think that's what
that's
we're
right, Christian. That's right, Christian. And we're playing the hits too on the queue.
Is there a song that this was like your sixth day doing the insane asylum?
Seven. Yes.
Seven. Okay. Right. So it's Tuesday. Is there a song you're already sick of because you've had to play it so many times in 7 days?
Well, the interesting thing about this radio station, I swear to God, is they don't have like a playlist.
Oh, wow. Do you get to pick your music?
Correct.
Oh, my gosh.
So I can literally play everything that I want to play. It's a very unique radio station. You won't find many like this. It's owned by a husband and wife team who have no radio experience whatsoever.
Well, clearly, when you consider who they're hiring, you know, obviously they don't know any better. Now, are you going to do the old trick where when you have to take a dump, you're going to play Jethro Tull, Thick as a Brick?
Absolutely. Long songs. That's how you do it.
Yeah. Let's focus back on some local news reporters who maybe don't understand how the technology works, and they might get a little too excited. This one was posted on the Discord by Dashy64. I feel like I'm shouting out My Little Ponies now or bronies or something, but Dashy64, thank you for bringing this to my attention. This guy just loves the tuba. Here. He does love the tuba.
It's one of my favorite instruments. Listen to this.
Drop the mic.
Kills it. No. The sound killed his mic.
Are you sure he didn't drop it down?
No, maybe
there?
He dropped. You know what? I think
he
you're
did
right.
Drop it down there.
He did drop it.
He dropped his goddamn microphone.
You know what? You're right. I thought that the static was the funny part, but instead, this kid's gonna get a mouthful of microphone.
And you know what? It didn't even slip. He just let it go.
I had seen that clip four times before right now. You see it the first time and you're like, no, dummy. He dropped the microphone. It's an even better clip.
I like how you didn't know that he dropped it.
I just like the static, you know? And, look, I really look out for our audio audience. I always want to make sure that they have a good experience with the show. So sometimes I close my eyes when I look at the clips, Eric.
Oh, that is fantastic.
Yeah, I know. There's all kinds of fun that happen in the studio and in and around. Sometimes the mishaps come just because you're not paying attention and you're bantering with yourself before you think you're going on, as happened in this Washington area studio.
Not so pale. You're on it. Today's snow is crippling much of the Washington lowland.
It's really the look on her face, you know, and I can't wait for Aubrey Plaza to do the biopic of this woman's life from the moment where she's like, I'm so pale. Hey, dummy, we're on the air.
Wow.
Oh, yes. There's that look.
Today's snow is crippling much of the Washington lowland.
Yes. And then the other chick is still just laughing along with it. That is great.
She's like, you dumb cunt, you know. No. I always hated you. Well, sometimes you just can't help yourself for something that surprises you, like me not realizing that microphone fell in the tuba. Eric, I'm going to freeze frame when a certain image comes up during this news story, and I'm going to give you the chance, I believe seeing it for the first time, to tell our audience what it is exactly that you see. And then we'll see how the reporter handles seeing that for the first time herself.
Lines around America this morning in Michigan. Police have arrested a man who's suspected of chopping up his wife. Michigan police say suspect Stephen Grant was captured in Michigan's Wilderness State Park and airlifted to a hospital.
Okay, so we've got a mugshot for Stephen Grant.
Wow. Unbelievable mugshot.
Yeah. So it's like he's seeing the James Brown and Nick Nolte mugshots for the first time.
Yeah.
And his eyes have bugged out of his head.
Yeah. And the one is so much lower on the face than the other one.
Yeah.
That is what a fucked up face.
They say you can't judge a book by its cover, Eric, but I don't know. This guy kind of gives me chopped up his wife into small parts vibe just by looking at him for the first time, you know?
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure that as distracting as it was to us, this woman's a professional, so I'm sure she's going to handle it well.
Steven Grant was captured in Michigan's Wilderness State Park and airlifted to a hospital. The area is more than 400 miles from Grant's suburban Detroit home. The 37-year-old man is accused in the death of his wife, Tara Lynn Grant.
Oh, no.
A torso and body parts.
They put it back.
Of who is believed to be the mother of two were found this weekend in and near the Grant home.
Even Grant.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Yeah.
And there's so much wrong with that.
The torso and body parts. Laughing while she says torso and body parts. That that's an all-timer clip, and I appreciate it.
You're almost better off just as soon as you do the first laugh. Say, ladies and gentlemen, I'm laughing because of that mugshot, and I'm not even going to try to explain this story to you anymore because of how ridiculous this is. That's why I'm laughing. If I try to complete this story, I'm going to laugh even harder at the worst parts of the story.
That's why I gave credit to a few weeks ago. We had that clip where the local newscaster was just like, we got to go to break. We'll finish the story later. Cause he knew. He's like, no, this is going to be bad. this clip's going to go viral. I'm going to be laughing at a torso. So they just went to the break, you know? So, I think that's really the only way out, you know? Ooh. And, look, sometimes we all get tongue tied, and this is kind of an example of sometimes you just need to cut and run, as Southern California weathercaster found out.
Chance of some it's rain. It's going to bring a possibility of some rain that will be moving into our area.
So
she couldn't say precipitation.
It's you almost tripped over it. That
yeah,
would have been
I did.
A great clip.
I did do that. It would have been fantastic.
but she realized like, oh, precipitation is going to be a tough one. So I like that she's just like, nope, it's going to rain. It is absolutely going to rain.
It's a good thing she's attractive because she wouldn't have any place in the world if she was ugly doing that horrible of a job pronouncing.
No, I mean, they probably bumped her up to sideline reporter for, you know, San Diego Padres or something. I was going to say the Chargers, and then I realized they've been in LA for like 5 years. Oh. Anyway, so sometimes, you know,
he writes, she has a place on my face. Boy, somebody needs a beat off before our show.
Or during, you know, as long as you keep those views up, we appreciate that, Dwyer Christian. I'm pretty sure we have a clip from Dwyer Christian in a little bit. I have to make sure that's for this week.
Thank you.
Obviously, you can still be as prepared as you want to for your live shot. And you, as they say, sometimes God has other plans. And this was a storm in Ireland. So a foreign local news clip. But I already know that I'm going to have to play the end of this back as soon as it happens. So this woman is outside in a storm, always a great live shot when they do it. She's warning people to, you know, not go out in the storm. And we'll see how that goes for her.
Don't make unnecessary journeys. Don't take risks on treacherous roads. And don't swim in the sea. Incredibly, people have been spotted in the water here in Black Rock and Salt Hill both today and yesterday.
No!
I've seen that like 10 times.
What?
And I started laughing before it happened. I was just like, oh, I know what's going to happen. I know what Eric's going to do. Yeah, let's go ahead and see that again.
In Salt Hill, both today and yesterday.
Oh! goddamn stop sign murdered her.
It just clocks her right in the face, and even our audio audience can visualize what that looks like because of just the sound it makes, because it knocks down her microphone. That stop sign treats her microphone.
They're in Black Rock and Salt Hill both today and yesterday.
Holy shit.
I mean, you know, you can report on the storm from inside the studio. I think that's really the key there.
We are getting some numerous calls for bullshit on this. And that's on that video.
On that, yeah. All right. All right. And if you want to put some of them up, you can, but it still makes me laugh. So,
yeah, you know what I'm going to do? As soon as we're done with the show and I get a minute, I'm going to look that shit up, unless one of you can do it for us in the chat and see if you can corroborate or, cross reference somehow. But,
I don't know. I honestly don't know if stop signs look like that in Ireland, but the clip still makes me laugh.
Right.
If it's fake, that's quite all right. And, speaking of Ireland, I'm sure our buddy Husey has that happen to him at least twice a month when he's out late.
I will say this, though, for a brief moment in time, 1 minute ago, I thought it was goddamn real. And I was in a special utopia over that. And that is incredible.
Well, that's why I appreciate our audience keeping us honest. You know, find out if that clip's not real. And if it's not real, I'll only show it a couple more times before the end of the show. You know, but we'll move on from there. In-studio interaction that caught my attention because it felt like sort of a – like they were recreating a moment from the old Hugh Hefner, Playboy After Dark. You know, just sort of, Hef would be in the tuxedo, he'd be walking around, everybody's having drinks, and he's trying to make, like, light conversation with people. So this Philadelphia news anchor is clearly the Hugh Hefner of, I believe it's the Fox affiliate there.
Feeding mothers might want to think twice before using spray tans. A new study has been found.
Well, check out what happened to one mom and her baby. Oh my goodness. The caption read, "Don't breastfeed after a spray tan." Experts say make sure your spray tan completely dries. You might even want to shower before nursing your little one. It looks like a 5 o'clock shadow or something.
It's perfectly round like a boob. I wish I had that on my face. After the weekend.
Holy shit!
Nothing happened. Nothing happened. Now, why?
One of those clips that you feel like would have to be from like the 70s. And you know, that's a modern clip. It's probably not from like the last few weeks, but it's within the past year.
Yes.
And it's like, oh, that guy's really going out on a limb with that.
Yeah.
I think the only thing that he stopped short of is like, it gives me an idea. Let's go to break and try and recreate that, honey.
I'm glad that he did it. You know, he's kind of living on the edge there. He's probably, had his house taken from him. He's had to move, lost his job.
Yeah.
Everybody in town hates his guts. Yeah. I thought the baby was dead at first when they showed it. I was like, what am I looking at here?
No, it's just like the old, let me overemphasize this word, the old hobo Halloween costume, you know, where you'd put like the fake 5 o'clock shadow on. You'd have the little stick with the bandana on it. Yes, it's a hobo costume. I don't want the chat to say that they misheard what I said. I was very clear. That was a hard B on that that word right there.
I think I have a bit of a verdict on the video with the way you get hit with the stop sign.
But I love it so much, Eric.
Dang Lizard says videos from 2017 and edited.
Damn it, Dang Lizard. The least you could have done is tell it to us in a super chat. I appreciate that.
Doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. It's probably still going to be the clip that I use. It's sort of the very beginning before the opening of the show next week because of how hard it made me laugh just thinking about it. It's all right. It's okay. Sometimes the fake clip, that's not going to hurt anybody to show that fake clip.
No.
And that's even better because now I don't have to worry about whether or not that reporter had like 8 facial fractures,
Well, I wouldn't give a shit if she did have facial fractures, but it was just fucking cool. Like I said, for 1 or 2 seconds, I was like, and not until anybody said might be fake. Yeah. I was like, this is the greatest thing ever. And then it never occurred to me, Eric, how come you've never seen this before?
Yeah,
whatever.
Because it's fake.
Asshole who is calling himself Carl says, smash the like or just click it. What the hell does that even mean?
Well, it's very important to smash the like and to, of course, follow the channel, subscribe. Don't be a coward. Smash the like Carl Hamburger, H-A-M-B-U-R-G-E-R. Hi, Lady K. I'm coming to Vegas, Lady K. I'll see you there. All right. So there's nothing more enjoyable than a local news story where they just don't make any, they don't pretend that they're not calling someone out on their bullshit. And this reporter, he's like, well, I have to try and be objective, but this is some real bullshit right here.
One for me. A woman claims that high winds blew cocaine into her purse. Kanisha Posey was in a car during a traffic stop in Fort Pierce in late March. During a search, the officer found bags of cocaine and marijuana in Posey's purse. Now, she told police that it was windy and the wind probably blew the bags through a car window and into her purse. Okay. She is charged right now with felony drug possession. Next one's...
Yeah, I think that's important, you know? No. That's not my cocaine. The wind blew it into my open car window, directly into my purse.
I don't know what that means. I think King of All Diffs accidentally hit the wrong key on his.
Oh, I think that King of All Diffs is just excited for summertime. And yeah. What's nicer on a hot summer day, carving up some watermelon and putting it on a picnic table. Thanks, King of All Diffs. We appreciate that. And I guess DeWire Christian's having Popeye's Louisiana Kitchen for lunch. I guess.
Really weird. I think I think the keyboards are malfunctioning on the chat. Yeah.
I don't know. I'm just glad that people are here.
Yeah.
All right. So all of these news clips, Eric, have been building up to this moment right here where I want to introduce you and our audience to a new friend. This is a Long Island celebrity. Now, her name is Katharina Scalia. She's known throughout the entire 516 area code, even a little bit on the outskirts of 631. I got to give credit to my buddy, Tom Kelly, also known as Long Island comedian Tom Kelly, who he hosts a great podcast, only great because it's had me on, called The Tom Kelly Show. Thanks to Tom, I am able to present our audience with a lady who is known affectionately, in some cases very affectionately, as the hot dog hooker. Now, this is a clip from just last week where the hot dog hooker unfortunately pled guilty to being a hot dog hooker, which I think is not what she intended to do.
I've been a topless dancer since I'm 19 years old. Cool. I love my job and everything. So where is the prostitution coming in?
You pleaded guilty today to prostitution.
I plead guilty to a stripper, not prostitution.
What happens when you give someone your card and they come to your house? What happens at your house?
I do a strip, topless, lap dancing, you know, like in a strip club.
How much do you charge?
You ever go to a strip club? No. I charge $100.
And is that
for topless and lap dance?
In your house?
It's in the privacy of my house. I think it's legal.
Getting back to the truck, you say you'll be back out there tomorrow?
I'll be back out there with my bikini top on selling my hot dogs.
You are aware that the charge you pleaded guilty to today is a charge of prostitution.
No, I'm not pleading guilty to prostitution. I'm pleading guilty to being a stripper. A stripper and a prostitute are two different things. I'll be a
Eric, boy. My question for you is... how far into a 30-pack do you need to get before you decide, all right, I'm going to go swing by the hot dog cart and visit the hot dog hooker?
I'd rather have sex with a dickless man than that woman. Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Depending of which era of the Howard Stern show our audience is fans of, that's either Billy West's Marge Schott impression or the character of Ronnie Munn's mother. Either way, there is nothing... about as I wear the bikini tops. Yeah, I give a lap dance. It's $100. I'm like, $100. I mean, that's way over market value for what we should be paying the hot dog hooker.
Yes. Yeah. God damn.
Now, part of me wanted to save this for the Hall of Fame because there are a host of clips of the hot dog hooker from recent years, and I want to share. This is one of the earlier ones where they're kind of really making sure that people on Long Island are aware of the hot dog hooker.
At the so-called hot dog hooker.
Well, now neighbors say she's offering a lunch with a lap dance from her front lawn. TV dance from her front lawn.
I mean, they made a graphic to go with it, Eric. I mean, what season? There's a fork and a knife. It's a hot dog cart. So I've already got problems with the graphics department.
Is she wearing a fat suit, or is that? I mean, my God.
You think you know the answer to that question? Do you think she's wearing a fat suit?
Look at the space between the tits there. I mean, it's like, ugh. God.
Yeah. Damn. No, you could probably, I don't know, fit an El Camino between those tits. But, you know, maybe that's what some guys are into.
TV 1055's Long Island Bureau Chief Richard Rose has the story.
If I was a belly dancer, would you put me behind bars?
Even in the rain, Kathy Scalia lounges about in her front yard, clinging to a large pillow offering a topless lap dance inside her home. Scalia says it's no different than what goes on in strip clubs.
Lunch and a lap dance, that's what you get.
Scalia says there's no sex and claims she just takes donations. 4 years ago, the 49-year-old mother of four boys earned her notorious nickname after pleading guilty to offering sex to undercover officers from a hot dog stand town officials have since shut down.
She's an absolute disgrace to our community. I think it's more a matter of mental illness than anything else.
Shout out to Lou Almeida being this generation's Baba Booey. Yeah. So, yes. So I mean, it's fascinating. She's like doing advertising on a pillow, sitting in her front lawn. Look, if it works for the guys who hang out at the Home Depot parking lot, I guess that could work. JFK Head Chunk wants us to know I might be gay right now. this is one of those times where I'm actually thinking that our live YouTube audience should be envious of our audio only audience because they've just had to hear the voice.
Right.
They haven't had to see her.
Yeah, and the voice is so bad that it would be very difficult for any woman to be attractive sounding like that. I mean,
come on, don't you want me to give you a handy, Eric, right under the table?
It's a horrible sounding voice.
Yeah, that's but it's like growing up where I did outside of New York City. That's like half the moms of my friends all sounded like that. So
that's only charming on dudes. I hate to say it, but it's only charming on. I mean, it's just a woman with that horrible accent needs to be shot. Frankly,
we've got one more hot dog hooker clip. It's from that same piece. She's not very popular with the neighbors. I feel like we'll revisit her in a future show, but let's send her packing with this one.
Impressionable children in this neighborhood. We can't have a woman like this flashing herself and posting signs like this in a residential area.
This isn't a sign. This is a pillow. Look.
Despite her claims of...
I mean, she does have a great point, Eric. That's not a sign. It's a pillow. Look, I'm going to lay on my disgusting swing with it.
Oh, she is. I give her credit. I mean, she doesn't let anybody slow her the fuck down.
No, I mean, I think they need to do catch a predator style stings of just who shows up at this house. Even if the gentlemen or, you know, maybe ladies leave their clothes on. I mean, who's just like, yeah. I'm willing to give the hot dog hooker $100. Well, she catch a rhino. Thank you to Wired Christian. The hot dog hooker here, she tried to unsuccessfully rebrand herself, but then she realized that the name recognition of hot dog hooker was just too much. But they'll talk about that in a moment.
Despite her claims of innocence, Nassau police say they issued a warning to Scalia not to post any signs offering illegal services anywhere on her property. Nassau police say they've stepped up their patrols to see if the hot dog hooker is running an illegal cabaret inside her home.
We're going to change the name. The hot dog hooker of the town is too. We're going to change it to the hot dog honey.
Sweet new nickname or not, town officials say they're monitoring the police investigation of the neighbors' complaints. In East Rockaway, Richard Rose, TV 1055.
Well, the hot dog honey served 5 days in jail in 2012 on the prostitution charges.
So, yeah, just to make sure that, and by the way, that reporter is, the news anchor is fairly attractive. But after seeing the hot dog hooker, I mean, she's like a 12 on a scale of 1 to 10.
Oh, yeah.
What does Mr. Blue Sky say there?
She isn't even handsome.
Yeah, unfortunately, I think that is correct. Well, you know, we don't have this next clip isn't from DeWired Christian. It's from Uncle Christian. So there's me. There's DeWired Christian. There's Uncle Christian. And this might be a, I guess it's a sheriff. You might be familiar with this guy because this is in the Michigan area. Since this clip, he has since lost his job, but he's really talking some sense about how we should handle those high-speed police chases. Shout out to Uncle Christian for bringing this one to our attention.
Official is calling for tougher penalties on those who run from police.
Yeah, this after a high-speed chase led to one driver blowing through a red light at 10 Mile and Ryan and then dying in the process. Fox News' Robin Murdoch is live with the new dash cam video of the case, or I should say of the chase, and the harsh words from Warren's police commissioner, Robin.
Good morning, Jay and Amy. Yeah, the police commissioner did hold back during yesterday's press conference. It was during
The reason why I have this part of the clip, Eric, is we talk about this a lot. Why the hell is she outside? She's got the very unsightly purple beanie on. She's got, you know, like a fur-lined coat. And just like, I don't know, record the stand-up in the daytime where it's not so cold. Why are they going to her live outside where this accident happened?
People just think too much. Just do it in the other room. Come on.
Yeah, yeah.
During that press conference that he did release dash cam of this deadly police chase. Also,
this is really why I wanted to share this. I'm sure this is why Uncle Christian sent it to us, because
that he fired the proper
deadly dashboard cam.
And that if this 24-year-old did not run from police, that he would still be here today. Take a listen to police commissioner Bill Dwyer.
We all feel bad that someone lost their life, but the officers are out there doing their jobs. And if he would have stopped, he would be with us today. This subject is dead due to the choice he made to flee from the officers. The legislature should change the law to enforce a mandatory two-year sentence for those that flee the police.
So there, we don't actually have the impact, but the aftermath is right there in this video.
Yeah, unfortunately, and mandatory.
So the reason why I decided to share the clip is not the surprisingly low audio, but it's actually because this guy's just making the point. It's like, yeah, you know, if he didn't drive away so fast, he wouldn't have crashed and died. And this guy's lost his job now. He was one of those like, okay, I'm going to retire next month. No. Right. You're gonna just leave now.
So. I think he's that guy. I know that guy you're talking about. He's been in the news quite a bit lately. There's all sorts of scandal going on in that community where I actually grew up. That's right where I grew up, actually. I was expecting that guy to be even more harsh and say, well, another guy who was going to hurt our officers possibly with these police chases is dead. So that's a good thing.
Yeah, then, right. Exactly. We got this punk off the street, and our buddy Carl got some flack for saying on a recent WATP that when you're stopped by the police, the thing to do is be polite and not mouth off, and not be like Delete Laws, who fans of WATS know, and start filming. And WATS fans also know that Delete Laws is spending a few months in jail in Las Vegas for not listening to police. And, I'll put it this way. If you look like me, Eric and Carl, just always be polite to the police. I could see maybe other people might think like, well, I got to run. But, we should be polite to the police.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I know what you're saying. You're saying white people have no problems.
It's kind of, I don't know. I mean, I'll put Reverend Shitstain on this. Find me all the police incidences of white suspects that end in fatality. All right, Reverend Shitstain. At the end of the show, I'm going to talk about something that Reverend Shitstain is going to share with us next week, and it's amazing. So I feel like there's a few good areas of broadcasting that I can put him on. Anyway, Eric, we had so much fun with local news. Let's try to put the brakes on that fun by switching over to the decline of Western civilization, also known as Who Are These Politics?
A lot of people talking about Christian and Carl's segment, making it great with Who Are These Politics?
So In this clip, I can only describe it. We'll make sure to bring our audio audience up to speed after we play it. But in this clip, the United States Secret Service very calmly helps a confused old man who is scared of the rain. So let's see that.
That Netanyahu should go.
Oh, oh no.
Yeah, that's all Sleepy Joe. That's all terrified of water from the sky, Joe. Just, I think if they hadn't been there, he would have just stared straight ahead in the rain. Probably for the rest of the afternoon. I mean, this guy's trying to ask him a question, you know.
Oh, no.
Have you no decency, sir? He has no answers.
The fact that there's always a person to shuffle the person along.
Yeah.
I mean, I do that to my father, who's 90 and is well into the end of his life stages with dementia right now. And I mean, this is no different. I see my dad when they're doing this to this guy.
Yeah.
This is just disgusting. Part of this shit makes me sad. I mean, I want to laugh and this joke about it, but this is fucking embarrassing.
Yeah, I when I was watching that clip, I'm like, oh, this is funny, but it's also very sad. And we all know Biden is mentally compromised, but there's times where maybe we don't need to be so quick to bang the drum. Carl asks, can we get your dad on WATB?
We can. Yes, we absolutely can. He's on my show weekly. That's probably why Carl says that. I put my dad on every week and talk to him.
Let me ask, though, should we record a segment with your dad, or can we trust him to be on live with us?
We could do either or. We could do either or.
No. It's just more like, what's he going to say?
He's a goddamn legend.
If my grandfather were still with us, I would be like, yeah, we can't put him on live.
Yeah,
you know, right. It's he'll try and be on his best behavior. I'll let you read that, Eric.
The Wired says Jackie Martling wasn't good enough.
I loved having Jackie on the show, and I loved even more having dinner with him about a week later, where he could tell all the jokes that he doesn't want to tell anymore when he's being recorded. All right, so we know that Biden's not as sharp as a tack, but let's not be so quick to bang the drum for the other guy.
We have an election in the middle of a political season. We just had Super Tuesday, and we had a Tuesday after a Tuesday already, and we had Louisiana the other day.
So President Trump's point that you can't have an election in the middle of a political season. I feel like we love Trump clips on this show. I feel like he's lost a couple of miles per hour off his fastball.
Yeah.
From even 4 years ago, let alone 8 years ago. He used to just be able to filibuster any and every situation, but there's a couple of these clips now. This was a very long, rambling press conference yesterday that I pulled just a couple of snippets from. And it's like, oh, man, come on. Remind us that Rosie O'Donnell's fat. You know, give us what we sign up for Trump for.
100%. Yeah. Do the impression of Biden. When you do the impression of Biden, it kills every goddamn time.
I mean,
and I'm not kidding you. Forget the political thing. From a comedic standpoint, yeah. Him impersonating Biden is a winner. Oh,
somebody make sure that Don Jr. sends him the Biden in the rain clip that we just showed. You know, because I think Trump might work something up for that. So, you know, he'd probably even open an umbrella inside. Sorry, what were you saying?
I was going to say he sells that shit. I mean, he'll walk away from the podium. He'll just. Oh, my God, is it great?
Well, this is a few moments later. I think he doesn't understand what a misdemeanor is.
That's not even a crime. We're being tried for something that's not even a crime. They say at most it's a misdemeanor, but there's no misdemeanor either.
I just wanted to point out to the former, and I know many in our audience hope a future president, a misdemeanor is a crime. I just think it's important to put that out there. And if you want, you know, 20 minutes of him not at his best, people can go and find some of those clips. But in a more high-energy Trump appearance that was over the weekend, he stood up for somebody who is actually an American hero, according to Trump. This clip's about a minute, but I want to let him sing the praises for someone named J.R. Majewski. But he's going to talk about how poorly J.R. Majewski was treated.
Team Lanier and J.R. Majewski. Now, J.R., you know, they hit J.R. very hard, I have to tell you. These are friends of mine. J.R. was a hero and is a hero. And they hit him very hard with false stuff that he wasn't a hero. And after the election, they found out he was. And I, on behalf of our country, I'd like to apologize to J.R. Majewski because you were treated very unfairly. So, okay?
Now, maybe you don't remember who J.R. Majewski is, but he is actually a very recently, within just the last few weeks, we featured him on this show. And I'll remind everyone the disservice that was done to J.R. Majewski by, of course, J.R. Majewski when he was on a podcast that probably 82 people watch.
All the Democrats living in mom's basement and like talk shit on the internet. you know, no matter how hard you try, arguing on the internet's like being in the Special Olympics.
Oh, okay.
No matter how good you perform, you still have you're still fucking retarded. yeah, that's gonna get clipped and ran against me in the general election, but.
Except you didn't make it to the general election. Yeah, so you know now. he was treated unfairly. You know, I think Trump had endorsed him at one point, so he's like, "Well, obviously he's a good guy," and it made for a great clip. It gave me an excuse to play something again that I didn't think I was going to get a chance.
Wait, J.R. Majewski is probably like, God, everybody's forgetting about me now, probably best. And then Trump puts it right back on the front burner and throws his name out there.
I'm going to see if we can get him on the show with us and your dad. All right. I'm going to try and coordinate that. We'll see how it goes.
Yes, perfect.
You know, he was running in a primary in Ohio, and it just sort of reminded me that they really make them special in Ohio. Case in point, Jim Jordan. The definition of an empty suit, you know, it's not much substance there. Oh, and there's also the allegations of some wrestling stuff that I don't know anything about. I can either confirm nor deny. There's allegations, don't know anything about them. Just saying I've heard people say things. But here, I enjoy this clip of Jim Jordan because you see how he's very easily bullied by a grandmother, Leslie Stahl of 60 Minutes, for the simple fact that she very lightly, very delicately, gingerly, the way an old woman would, not the way a hot dog hooker would, the way she just pushes back very lightly, and he pretty much just, you know, cuts bait on everything that he was talking about.
What I've said is there were concerns about the 2020 election. I think Americans agree with that.
No, they don't.
You don't think they think there were concerns with the 2020 election?
Well, most people don't question the result. That's all I'm saying. They don't question whether Biden won or not. Right? Right. Most people don't question the outcome.
Right.
I believe the answer to that situation isn't okay.
Yeah.
You know, if you're going to make your talking points, your talking point should be, well, a lot of people that I hear from, the people I talk to are concerned. Maybe you don't know them, Leslie. See, I'm doing Jim Jordan's job for him. But
yes,
that moment where he's just staring at her like, oh.
He's got a million and one directions he could take this to continue to you know, express himself about the things he believes in. And he just goes, okay.
This is a live interview. It's recorded. Yeah. He's got time.
What are you doing? He's been working hard to say what he believes for the last how long? And all of a sudden, she is going to prevent you from speaking about it? I don't understand.
Yeah, well, you know, she hasn't lost anything off her fastball. And that's where he just
he's just
staring at her.
Most people don't question the outcome.
Right.
Right.
Right is not, you know, Mr. Trump isn't going to want to see you saying right at the end of that.
Yeah.
You know, So, yeah, I enjoyed that one. That's, you know, look, that's no jet ski that doesn't work or microphone that goes down a tuba. But our final entry from the world of politics, I guess this is technically a pundit, but I appreciate anyone who appears on a political show who clearly has no time to appear on the political show because perhaps they are giving new meaning to the term talking head.
What have you learned, sir?
Oh, shit.
Fuck.
No, no.
So he's just staring down at his crotch.
Okay.
And I love that the anchor's like, okay. Yep.
Oh, I think I remember he just this nutted. One. This was the classic clip. Jesus Christ. Oh, fantastic.
Yeah. That's like, okay. Yeah, he definitely just nutted. We're going to go to break. We'll see if we can maybe talk to him a little bit later.
That dude from NBC, that's Craig Melvin, I think. He is he's a big deal these days, Craig Melvin.
Yeah.
He's all over the Today Show.
Well, look, he's probably got PTSD from who knows what he could see from his you know, on his monitor. Maybe he could see a little lower. We don't know what was that. Did it was his dog there with a jar of peanut butter? Was it an illegal? Who knows what was happening off camera? Well, it's time for America's favorite part of the show, the part that the rest of the world doesn't like quite as much. But I've got some good stuff. We've got some great stuff for Who Are These Sportscasters?
Home of the hourly triple play.
WATB, who are these sportscasters? Just listen and find out who are these sportscasters.
So I can never share too many clips of Mike Francesa on this show. He's an institution in the world of sports talk in New York. Never really cracked the national market like his former partner, Chris Mad Dog Russo. They already hated each other. So I can only imagine how he feels about Russo now. He's on ESPN, MLB Network. But, you know, Mike's still at it. He does a podcast. And I think in this clip, he shows off just how much he's learned in 40 years of broadcasting.
Come on.
15 seconds. He does his best John Melendez impression there.
That is something. Damn it. You know, you and I, the alarms would go off. We'd get uncomfortable. It would be visibly disturbed that something was happening the way it was sounding like he just did. Looks like he could do that for an hour.
And I hope one day he does. You know, we'll do a bonus episode where we just sit in and watch him try. Oh no, I'm not going to read that one. I already said something about Iraq earlier. So
I don't get it. What is this in reference to?
He's Iraq the virus impression.
I don't even get the.
Opiate Anthony. Yeah,
it looks funny. It looks funny. So I posted it.
No. It's fine. We love DeWire Christian. And personally, I love Mike Francesa. You know, the videos of him taking live phone calls and literally falling asleep and startling himself awake as it's happening. I love all of these things. Well, this next clip from ESPN. I am sure Jim Jordan saw. This was a shout out to Awful Announcing, where, yes, we can find many great clips from that show. We could easily do a whole show with some of the stuff that they put up. This was ESPN's coverage of the NCAA Division I Wrestling Championships. So the man being interviewed is Virginia Tech sophomore Caleb Henson. And I think it's important to point out that he had a 15-7 win over Michigan graduate student Austin Gomez. So a freshman beat a graduate student. Okay. Seems like the way it should go. And look, he just gets excited and he wants to shout out his guys.
Deliver, live to die. Those are my fucking guys. Sorry. Oh. How
did... Oh, no. Those are my fucking guys. Oh, sorry. But they are his fucking guys. I mean, clearly. He's a college wrestler. Those are his fucking guys.
Holy shit.
Talking about anything crazy here, you know?
Oh my God, that is awesome. I like how he catches himself. He's all beat to shit.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah,
You know, that's like the hardest sport there is, I'm told. That's like wrestling is like strength and, I mean, endurance. Whoever wrestles is like the baddest of the bad.
Yeah, no, I agree. And he looks like a guy who's probably been wrestling since middle school, you know. But good for him. You know, he won the NCAA championship. This next clip, EZ sent to me. This was posted by Rob Perez on X. And this is just a couple of fellas. We'll have to explain it for our audio audience. I know we've had a lot of that this week, but some of these clips are too good.
100 points.
We see a gentleman on the back of his jersey. His last
Magic shooting over 50% as okay. well.
That's he's going to take off that jersey in a moment.
To keep an eye on, 22-1.
His opponent
are the Magic when shooting
jersey.
50% or better.
And they realize, like, hey, wow. I'm going to picture of this.
Okay. That's a winning
combination.
We do a little
jersey swap, but make sure you take a picture of us holding
rookies,
the two jerseys.
Anthony Black and Grady Dick.
Yep. Anthony
from
Black.
Arkansas, the other from
Grady
Kansas.
Dick. So, of course.
Changing jerseys.
When you realize that you're on the court with Mr. Black and you are, in fact, Mr. Dick, you go like, come on, bro. We have to do this. And he's like, yeah, let me go get the professional photographer so that we don't just have cell phone video of this.
These two are awesome. And by the way, Ginger couldn't look less like a basketball player.
No.
it looks like some fucking dork who's in charge of the Cub Scout troop.
Yeah. It's definitely, I don't know, it's too old of a reference, but it's Howdy Doody on HGH, basically.
Yes. I think Grady Dick, the white guy, actually spoke in a clip that I saw later but didn't send you of him saying, yeah, that's my guy. I love him. He didn't really say a whole lot more than that.
No.
I knew exactly what they were doing. Let's get a picture holding Black Dick jerseys.
Believe me, there was a moment early this morning, late last night, where I really wanted to call this episode Black Dick, but I felt like that would do a disservice to our friend Carl and the channel that he's built. So we went with the hot dog hooker and something else we'll have a little bit later in the show instead. But just everybody in the chat right now, just remember that this is the Black Dick episode. I think that's affectionately known as the Black Dick episode. So I think everybody pretty much hates Boston sports fans at this point. I mean, I remember when I was a kid, you kind of felt sorry for them. You know, my team beat them in the World Series when I was 10, and I was just like, oh, I kind of feel bad. It's been a long time for them. But, you know, the early 2000s really kind of did away with any sympathy for the Boston area. You know, the Patriots, sometimes honestly, sometimes less honestly, winning the Super Bowl so often. The Red Sox with 3 World Series in like 8 years.
What's that? Jesus.
Yeah, it was 04, 07, and 12. And Jesus. Then they won another one in like 18, just a few years ago.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's like it's enough already. And, well, I guess that even Boston area residents hate Boston sports, as this recent piece showcases.
Well, if you walk around Fenway Park here and talk to people, you'll find not only are they unaware of opening day, many of them can't even name a current Red Sox player.
How many current players can you name on the Red Sox?
10.
20. Current?
This guy looks Danvers. Like he should know.
That's probably it.
His name's not Danvers.
Damn, I'm blanking right now. It's the camera.
When I was a kid, it was, you know, must-see TV when Pedro Martinez was
sure.
pitching.
Usually other years, like, I kind of hear
25
about
years
it,
ago.
Or, like, people are talking about it. But this year, I didn't even know that they were, like, starting. I had no idea.
In fact, you can find ticket prices for regular season games as low as $11 on Vivid Seats.
Yeah, so the fact that even people in Boston are like, it's enough. Like, we're too annoying. The last thing anybody in Boston wants to do is sit in a stadium or an arena filled with other massholes, other Boston residents.
They're
just like, nah.
I could understand if your team has always sucked, but they've been very
correct.
Successful. That's remarkable to me that they have given up so quickly.
Yeah. And I mean, they really don't know anyone on the team. Like, I can't name you really any Red Sox because they traded away anybody that I could think of. But at the same time, I'm like, I'm not supposed to know. You know what I mean?
Your team is the Mets, right?
Correct. Yes, okay. Sir. Yeah. And
you obviously know the Mets. You know,
I do. Yeah. I know the team I follow. Sure. Okay. Yeah. And if I can't tell you the starting rotation, it's mostly because they haven't really figured out how they're going to be able to have five guys on the bump, as they say. So that's not my fault that I can't name you the Mets rotation. It's a lack of options. But boy, they sure traded away a couple of good pitchers last year in Justin Verlander and Max Scherzer. So anyway, that's neither here nor there. I do have one more baseball moment. And the Chicago White Sox have a new TV announcer. His name is John Schriffen, who I think that maybe John Schriffen might want to pace himself over 162-game season because I think you've seen this clip, Eric, yeah. The way you're laughing. This was a spring training game, not this week. This was like 2 weeks ago, yeah. A spring training game. And Mr. Schriffen is treating this like it's Kirby Puckett walking off game six of the World Series. So let's see what happens with a, you know, not particularly deep fly ball here.
In this game, tied for the major league lead in hits, and this has hit a long way, John.
Hey now, Eloy Jimenez!
Hey now!
A two-run shot, and we are all tied at seven apiece. Jimenez looking like the slugger we know he can be. Rawr, rawr.
Rawr, rawr. He says, the first thing he says, it was hit a long way. It went like 385 feet. Yeah, it was not hit a long way.
Pretty basic home run during a game that doesn't fucking count. And he's giving it out.
Yeah. And look, I guess, you know, it's spring training for the announcers too. They're trying things out. And, I did once try and I did for the internet. A buddy of mine worked in the athletics department at Pepperdine University, and we called an entire baseball game once, all nine innings. That's fucking hard. And I thought I was up to it. I was not.
Does that audio exist anywhere?
You know, I'm regretting talking about it right now. And when I said Pepperdine, I mean it was Long Beach is where I did it. I had one joke that I worked in at one point. My preparation was all just notes that were in front of me.
Get it to me. Just get me the audio.
I'll see if I can. Honestly, I have to see if I can find it. I can find out exactly what day it was, and we'll just see how deep their archives are. But if you're willing to sit through that,
I will.
It's probably be more entertaining than my interview with Harrison Young.
Oh, I'm still not over it. Oh
no, I know. Maybe I should put Harrison in touch with the hot dog hooker for probably a number of reasons. You know, I think it would make for a great interview, and maybe he shows her his in apartment baseball game afterwards. You know, there's a lot of things that can happen. All right, so our final sports clip for this week. This is not our first visit with Paul Bissonnette, who is probably one of the only names associated with the Phoenix Coyotes for a casual sports fan. Once again, this is him from his current gig on the NHL on TNT. He tried to recreate a shot by Nashville Predators Mark Jankowski, not to be confused with the guy who talked about the Special Olympics. This is Mark Jankowski. And this is an emphasis on the fact that he tried to recreate the shot. And the way the shot goes is funny, but the fact that the fact that Paul can't walk it off is why I enjoy this clip.
For Middleton's coming out with that stick, so he has no other option, just boom.
There it is.
No, goddamn.
That's why he didn't score.
Oh no, goddamn it.
That's why he didn't score any goals.
Let's not focus on the negative. Jankowski did an incredible job of just one touching that in the perfect spot.
You know who's working for free today? Who's working for free? Biz is working for free. Let's set up over here, guys, so we have that in the background.
Let's not focus on the negative. One of these things is not like the other. What's going on there with that?
Yeah, I think that they probably accidentally gave that gentleman the wrong contract, and he's covering the NHL on TNT when he thought that perhaps there was a different sport that they were hiring him to cover. So, and he's like, the one with the sticks? Yeah. So, Biz, as his partners call him, really has trouble as this clip goes on.
This right here? We haven't had this happen since we're
talking. Anybody else got break the stick?
Boston, too.
Yeah. Boston, did she break? That's right. She broke it, too. Yeah.
She did.
You were ahead.
I was.
You buried it.
I did. I should have done that. I'm a little rattled. You guys could take it away the rest of the segment.
Oh, man. You want to do a lap?
Sorry, guys. Yeah, I need to get you guys. I'll be back.
So he literally goes to do a lap because he's like, and I get it. You know, it's very embarrassing. And, you know, like two of these guys he probably respects, but then they're all making fun of him. And, I don't know. I mean, as they go to break, they make sure that they slow it down for us so we can really get a good look at the moment, the moment of impact, and, a cue to everybody in the truck. Live sports, I can't imagine covering on a regular basis. And I don't know, but that's fun for me, to have that. Hamilton Burger! How dare you besmirch the hockey skills of, I want to say, Jaquan? Oh, Hamburger. And you can read Donkey Punch.
This is wholly affirmative action. And I think it's important to point out that any studio show that has them on fake field or fake ice suits and sticks, it's always so embarrassing. My God.
Yeah, no, I hate the MLB Network. They have the fake turf, and you've got like Mike Lowell and Kevin Millar in suits. Like, yeah, this is the stance. And it's like, all right. I mean, it's okay. You can just show us clips of the players actually doing it. Well, we've got two more clips, just a little treat for everybody, because we still haven't gotten to half of the title of this episode. So we have to take a look at some national newscasters, some national news here. So Ashley Banfield is on News Nation now, which seems to be the collection for people that you remember from in the past, having been on other cable channels that maybe you watch more often. You know, they've got Chris Cuomo, they've got O'Reilly, they've got a few other people over there. But Ashley Banfield has a show, and I just vaguely remembered her name, but I do like the way she handles this story. Covering a man who was arrested after a drunken brawl with a very unique legal name.
I deeply regret the day that he legally changed his name to D's Nuts. It is really his name. His legal name is D's Nuts Lee Kroll. And this is his real mugshot to go with that name. This is not his parents' proudest moment. Mr. Kroll, D's if you're nasty, was arrested a few days ago in Green Bay, Wisconsin, after a drunken brawl involving a BB gun. He has been charged with a misdemeanor, battery, and disorderly conduct. He was released on bond with a promise to be back in court in 6 weeks, where he will again be called up to the bench as D's Nuts. The Smoking Gun website actually dug up the 2011 court filing when Derek Kroll changed his name to D's Nuts Kroll, making him a hero of seventh graders everywhere until his arrest, of course. So best of luck to you, D's. That's it for us.
Wow.
I disagree. I think that this is the reason you change your name to D's Nuts, so that the judge can say, Mr. Nuts, can you please rise? And I mean, the legal filing that they showed for our audio audience, it was this man's handwriting. I hate my name. I think they said his name was Derek. So he's like, so I want to change my name to D's Nuts. And if... look, I know by this point in the show he's dropped off. Can we figure out a way to legally change Carl's name to D's Nuts? I mean, there has to be, you know, I'll message Jenny. We'll try and figure out how to maybe file some paperwork. Because how funny would it be for, you know, it's just like, oh, D-E-E-Z-N-U-T-S. Lady Nuts Burger. Anyway. That sets up what is one of the greatest moments in broadcasting history, which we will bring you in a moment.
Flashback.
W-A-T-B.
Way back, back into time.
Let's find out who are these broadcast histories.
So this exchange went on a little bit longer on the People's Court. There's a back and forth where the gentleman being spoken to is clearly trying to get a question asked of him by the court reporter.
I don't know. Like I said, D hit him, so it wasn't me.
Maybe. What's D?
D's Nuts. He's, this guy's crazy.
D what?
Huh? D's Nuts. Harvey?
So he can't throw it to Harvey Levin fast enough. He gets him to say D's Nuts a second time. And, you know, they say, you know, that a picture is worth a thousand words. You've got this guy with his eyes bugged out.
Yes.
You've got the bailiff in the back who's just like, he walks into the shot because he's like, oh, man, this is going to be good. He's like, oh, this dude doesn't know what's about to hit him. He's like, I got to make sure I'm in the shot for the D's Nuts moment. I'm going to replay it one time so that we can see him, but share your thoughts first.
Yeah, and pause it at the same point, too, because I have a comment.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
I don't know. Right, like I said, D hit him, so it wasn't me.
Here goes the bailiff. What's D?
D's Nuts. He's, this guy's crazy.
D what?
Huh? D's Nuts. Harvey?
So not only do we have that dude next to the reporter saying it, you got bailiff, and then even the photo of Rusty the bailiff on the wall.
That's a great point. There is the photo of Rusty the bailiff on the wall. And even Rusty, RIP, you know, rest in power, Rusty. He's laughing. He's like, God damn it, that's the funniest thing I've ever seen on this dumb show.
Oh, God. Hey, have we ever figured out what the currency is? And is it Sweden? Was it Sweden that we had? Was it Kroner?
Kroner, I think. Yeah. So we might have to do the we might have to do the exchange there. I believe that's so we got 200 Kroner. Where is that compared to the $20 that we had at the beginning of the show? I'm already trying to spend these 200 Kroner. But
so 1 kroner. Well, that's a Norwegian currency.
Oh, okay.
So what is the Swedish currency? Swedish.
Yeah. You're definitely asking.
Okay. Now a Swedish krona.
Right. They don't use the hard R there.
No,
that actually makes sense.
Yeah. Yes. Krona is equal to 9 cents.
Oh, God damn it. All right. I don't think that's $20. So.
Okay.
All right. 200. Yeah. I'll read this, and if you do the quick math, we are not leaving until we figure this out. SJ, I can never catch the main WATP streams, but I wanted to say thank you all the way from Sweden for all the lovely content I get to listen to after y'all have recorded it while I'm doing my chef work at the hotel. Bless. Well, thank you, SJ. Even if that is, I don't know, like what, $3. I appreciate that super chat.
No, it's $18.80.
So you came close to being the winner, but we did already have a finalist at the beginning of the show, I believe. So we will get back to that when time permits. But for now, I want to thank everybody in the live chat. We'll be back at our usual time next week. That is 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific, and scheduled to join us next week, Robo Shitstain Mark 9000. Yes, Reverend Shitstain, powerful pooper. He compiled, Eric, we asked, and he delivered. He had a 9-minute video set to music of politicians fighting. And I told him, I can't get it in this week. I'm going to leave enough time for that next week. I promise you. we will get it on. And he's interested in joining us ahead of time. So I'm very excited for that. Everybody make sure they go to whoarethese.com. Find the phone number. You can leave a voicemail for us. But I haven't reminded people in a while. But I think people should remember that the way that we like feedback is you can say the most terrible, mean-spirited things about Eric Zane. But please, I'm very sensitive. Do not say anything that is negative about me, my performance, the way I look, my life choices, the state of my career. I don't want to hear any of that. You will really ruin my day, and I might even cry. So I don't think anybody wants to do that.
Take it out on me.
Yeah, take it all out on EZ. Do not go to whoarethese.com and look for the phone number to leave a voicemail for WATB if you're intending to say anything that's going to hurt my feelings. But if you do go to whoarethese.com, sign up for the Patreon and head over to WATP Live for Hackamania, May 31st, June 2nd, scheduled to appear. Tukey, Pat Dixon, of course, everybody from WATP, Patrick Melton, Ray DeVito, and I believe I'm also going to be there. So head on over to Hackamania.com, brother. You can find my podcast, The Blackcast, BLADTCAST. We just did our MLB preview episode, so you can find that there. And I realize I should let you go first because I've had so many clips, so many plugs, I mean. But I want to let subscribers of Compound Media know. Tonight at 7 p.m. Eastern, I will not only be a guest on Don Jameson's show, That Jameson Show. I will be a guest on the final episode of That Jameson Show.
So wow.
Over at Compound Media to see that.
But why is he wrapping it up?
I don't know. I mean, that's one of my questions. It's question one for him. He'll also be with us in a few weeks to talk about the release of his new album, which was recorded live at McSorley's Bar down in Greenwich Village. So you can ask him if we haven't gotten any answers. Eric Zane, where do people check into the Insane Asylum and all the other things that
God. Well, there's a lot. I mean, I don't know. How much time do we have? Let me just start with the podcast, okay? Sure. The daily podcast is free wherever you listen to shows. Just search Eric Zane Show on your favorite platform, and there I am, Monday through Friday. It's also live, as it happens, on Twitch. So if you search Eric Zane Live on Twitch, you'll see me there too. And then the rest you'll figure out just by listening to those things. So whether you check it out live or recorded later on, makes no difference to me. Hopefully you'll check it out, get caught up as to what's going on in my life, and off we go.
And I would be very disappointed if somebody out there started pulling clips from the Insane Asylum and started sending them to me. That might Bill Blur, F your show, Zane. I think did we read this one? Because I don't remember this. Dang Lizard, not going to be the winner, but I don't think we read it yet. And sometimes I, Christian Black, close my eyes and listen while I shove that hot mic up my keister. That would have been a great sign off, but you are not the big winner, as they say. Bill Blair. It's like he reads your journal, you know, your live journal. Well, all that being said, I appreciate Bill Blair.
I can't tell if people are trying to be mean or make me laugh because it's I never know. You know, I don't know if they hate me or just trying to make me laugh.
Yeah, I believe the way they describe that, Eric, is a little column A, a little column B. You know, I think they want to be mean, but they also want to make us laugh. As I said, we'll be back next Tuesday. And that is all the time we have for now. So, as always, this is Christian Blatt reminding you that every mic is a hot mic. But Who Are These Broadcasters is made possible in part by the First National Bank of Israel. Shalom. Shalom. Can we offer you a loan? White waffle.